The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on KrishnaPath.org. Krishna Consciousness, The Matchless Gift. Chapter 6, Transcending Designations and Problems. Krishna consciousness is easily achieved by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, but only some are fortunate enough to have the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and his disciplic succession. According to Bhagavad Gita, Manusyanam Sahasreshu Kashin Yatatisideye Yatatamapi Siddhanam Kashin Mam Vititatvata. Quote, out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 7.3. God realization is not possible for animals or for persons who are almost animals, or for animals in the shape of human beings. Contemporary civilization is, by and large, an assembly of animals because, as stated before, it operates on the basis of the animal propensities. The birds and beasts arise early in the morning and busy themselves trying to find food and sex and trying to defend themselves. At night, they look for shelter, and in the morning, they fly to a tree to find nuts and fruits. Similarly, in New York, great hordes of people travel from one island to another by ferry boat or wait for subways in order to go to the office for the purpose of finding food. How is this an advancement over animal life? Although the ferry and subway are always crowded and many people have to travel 40 or 50 miles for bread, the birds are free to fly from one tree to another. Real civilization is not concerned simply with man's animal needs, but with enabling man to understand his relationship with God, the Supreme Father. One may learn about his relationship with God by any process, through Christianity, through the Vedic literatures, or through the Quran, but in any case, it must be learned. The purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement is not to make Christians into Hindus or Hindus into Christians, but to inform everyone that the duty of a human being is to understand his relationship with God. One must learn this, otherwise he's simply wasting his time by engaging in animalistic propensities. We must all try to love Krishna, or God. If one has a process, he should practice it, or he can come to learn this process. One should not begrudge the selection of one process over another. Vishadapi amritam grayam amedyad api kanchanam Nichad api uttamam vidyam stri ratnam dushkalad api niti dambarka or darpana 116. Chanakya Pandit says that one must catch what is right from any source. If there is a glass of poison with some nectar in it, he says, one should take out the nectar and leave the poison. In the same way, if one finds gold in a filthy place, he should take it. Similarly, although according to the Vedic system of education, one must be given instruction by intellectual persons like brahmanas, if someone lower on the social scale has learned the truth, one should accept him as a teacher and learn from him. One should not think that just because one is lowly born, he should not be accepted as a teacher. Similarly, if one is serious about understanding God, he should not think, quote, I am Christian, end quote. I am Hindu, unquote. I am Muslim, unquote. If one is serious about understanding God, one should consider which process is practical. One should not think, quote, why should I follow Hindu or Vedic scriptures, end quote. The purpose of following the Vedic scriptures is to develop love of God. When students come to America for a higher education, they do not consider the fact that the teachers may be American, German, or of other nationalities. If one wants a higher education, he simply comes and takes it. Similarly, if there is an effective process for understanding and approaching God, like this Krishna conscious process, one should take it. Not all, but those who are fortunate and intelligent, take to this process of devotional service, Kevalaya Bhaktya, and their only desire is to serve Krishna. From early morning till late at night, the devotees are engaged in Krishna's service. This is called Kevalaya, pure. For them, there is no other business. This process is recommended for all, and it is the perfection of all religious processes. Savai pumsam paro dharmo jato bhakta jahochija. In Sanskrit, there are two words, para and apara, which describe the superior, transcendental, and the inferior, material, approaches to religion. In the execution of material dharma, or religion performed for material gain, people generally go to a church or a temple and pray, quote, God, give us our daily bread, end quote. Actually, this need not be asked for, since for bread is already provided for everyone. Even the birds and beasts get their bread without having to go to church to ask God for it. Similarly, our bread is also provided, whether we go to church or not. That is not a problem, for no one is in the streets dying of starvation, nor do we even find a bird, beast, or even an ant dying of starvation. Food is there, and one need not bother about it. If the brain should be taxed, it should be taxed for Krishna, or God. This is the proper utilization of time. There is no scarcity of bread in the kingdom of God. Tasyaiva heto prayateta kovido na labdhyate yad brahmatam uparyada. Srimad Bhagavatam says that one should try to attain that which cannot be attained by traveling all over the universe. What is that? Kevalaya bhaktya, pure devotion. By God's arrangement, there is sufficient food, land, and prospects for food on this planet, but we have arranged things in such a way that in one part of the world, people are suffering, and in another part, they are throwing grains in the ocean. The Vedas say, Eko bahunam bio vidadati kaman. The Supreme Person is supplying food to many living entities. The difficulty in this material world is that we take more than we need and thus create our own problems. Problems are created by men, led by the so-called politicians. According to nature's way, or God's way, everything is complete. According to Sri Upanishad, Om Purnam Ada Purnam Idam Purnat Purnam Adasite Purnasya Purnam Eva Adaya Purnam Eva Vishishite. Quote, the personality of Godhead is perfect and complete, and because of this, all emanations from him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. Because he is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete balance. End quote. Sri Upanishad invocation. God is complete, his creation is complete, and his arrangements are complete, but we are making create disturbances. Real education is that which makes people Krishna conscious so that they will properly utilize the resources of the earth and stop creating disturbances. It is not possible to solve problems by passing resolutions in the United Nations. One must know the actual method of solving problems. Shukadev Goswami says that simply by pure devotional service, one can solve the problems of life. Who can do this? It is not possible for an ordinary man, but for those who are Vasudeva Parayana, devoted to Lord Krishna, Vasudeva. Only those whose concern is to satisfy Krishna and who take to pure, unalloyed devotional service can solve the problems of life. Agum Dundvanti. As already explained, problems are created by sinful activities. Although there is enough food and everyone stocks more than is needed in order to make a profit or simply in order to hoard. In 1942 in India, there was an artificial famine created by people who gathering money and stocking it unnecessarily. Wealthy men collected rice, which was selling at 6 rupees a pound, and suddenly, within a week, the price rose to 50 rupees a pound. Consequently, no rice was available in the market, and the people went hungry. An American gentleman present at the time remarked, quote, if people in our country were starving this way, there would have been a revolution, end quote. The people in India, however, are so trained and cultured that in spite of this artificial famine, they did not revolt, but preferred to die peacefully. Of course, this is only one instance, but it shows how problems are not created by God, but by man. In Germany, during the First World War, The women went to church and prayed to God to send their husbands, sons, and brothers back safely, but none of them came back. All the women became atheists. They did not consider that God did not advocate the war and its problems. They went to him for a solution. When we create our own problems, we have to suffer the results. It is a fact, however, that the problems of one who takes shelter of Krishna, God, are solved. For this reason, if for none other, one should apply his devotional service to Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. If one engages in devotional service to Vasudeva, he will receive the highest knowledge without delay. Jana Yati Asu Vairagyam. The words Jnana Vairagyam refer to, quote, that knowledge by which one becomes detached from material allurement, end quote. The word Gyan means knowledge and Vairagyam means detachment. Both knowledge and detachment are required in this human form of life. One should know, quote, I am a spirit soul. I have nothing to do with this material world, but because I have a desire to enjoy it in different ways, I am transmigrating from one body to another. I do not know when this began, but it is still going on, end quote. This is real knowledge. To be knowledgeable, one must understand his constitutional position and realize how he is suffering in this material world. That perfection of knowledge comes when one becomes Vasudeva Parayana, devoted to Lord Vasudeva. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna tells Arjuna, Bahunam janmanamante yanamamam prapadyate Vasudeva sabhamiti samhatma sadurlabha. Quote, after many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare, end quote. Bhagavad Gita 7:19. Those great souls who know perfectly well that Krishna, Vasudeva, is the source of everything, are very rare. It is easy to find so-called Mahatmas, great souls, with long beards and mustaches, who tell everyone they're one with God and that when they die they'll wake up and become God. But these are not really Mahatmas. Rather, they are Duratma, hard-hearted, because they want to encroach on the rightful position of Krishna and become one with him. If there were a servant in the office who tried to occupy the position of employer, would the employer like it? Similarly, any living entity who is trying to become God is not very much to God's liking. Of course, no one can become God, but this endeavor to become God or his competitor is not very pleasing to him. Persons who try are described in Bhagavad Gita as dvishata, envious. The Lord says, Tanaham dvishata kruran samar reshu naradamam kshipami ajashram asuban asuribishu eva yonishu. Quote, envious, mischievous, the lowest of mankind, these do I ever put back into the ocean of material existence, into various demonic species of life, end quote. Bhagavad Gita 16:19. They are put into hellish conditions because they are envious of God's position. First, they try to occupy high positions in this material world, and when they are frustrated in this attempt, they think, quote, now I shall occupy the position of God, end quote. Of course, this desire is also frustrated because no one can become God. God is God, and the living entity is the living entity. God is supreme and infinite, and we are infinitesimal. Our position is to serve God, and when we act in according to our position, we become happy. By imitating God, happiness cannot be obtained. Yashyaika Nishvasita Kalam Athavalambya Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadandanata, Brahma Samhita 5:48. There are innumerable universes, and within one breath of the Mahavishnu, these universes are annihilated or inhaled and dissolved within his body. How then can a living entity become God? God is not so cheap. Therefore, we must become advanced in knowledge and accept Vasudeva, Krishna, as the Supreme. There is no question of Krishna being a man. At no stage in his appearance on Earth did he appear as an ordinary living entity. Even as a baby, he performed miraculous feats way beyond the abilities of an ordinary living entity. One should not consider that when he is surrendering to Krishna, he is surrendering to an ordinary man, but to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Indeed, that is confirmed by all Vedic literatures. Aham Dunvanti. All reactions to sinful activities are canceled when one surrenders to Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna himself advises personal surrender to him. Sarva dharman prachaja mamikam sharanam bhaja hamtam sapa papibhyo mukshishami mashacha. Quote, give up all varieties of religiousness and just surrender unto me, and in return I shall protect you from all sinful reactions. Therefore you have nothing to fear. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 18:66. Therefore, one who is a devotee, Vasudeva Parayana, and who simply engages in devotional service is immediately freed from all sinful activities. Devotional service to Krishna, or Krishna consciousness, can never be attained by any amount of speculation, but by the causeless mercy of a pure devotee of Krishna. It is a matchless gift bestowed by the Mahatma, or great soul, out of compassion for fallen living entities. It is said that by the grace of Krishna, one gets a guru, or spiritual master, and by the grace of the spiritual master, one gets Krishna. This is like the gift of the sunrise. At night, there is darkness, but in the morning, as soon as the sun rises, immediately millions of miles of darkness are removed. In the same way, if we try to make the sun of Krishna rise within our hearts, all our problems will be solved.